It's the Spin Doctors and Two Princes, and it's that time again on the Tony Horn Radio Show. It's Brookstein time.
It's Brookstein o'clock. Welcome, Steve Brookstein.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey, the book's going well, isn't it? Getting over the X. It's been top 500 on Kindle, and every Saturday night when the X Factor's on, of course, me and you are normally online giving it some sell and giving people some stick and giving the show some banter. It's really doing us a great favour, isn't it, the fact that the X Factor's so appalling?
I'm not getting so much reaction regarding the X Factor anymore. It just seems like nobody's watching. I think we're going to get down to around 7.5-8 million viewers, but of those, it's probably just kids and parents being rather annoyed about the whole situation. You know, but I'm pleased with the way the book's going. I mean, it also got to number one in iBooks autobiographies. That's the thing I like to say, is that in autobiographies at iBooks, we got to number one, which is fantastic.
Brilliant.
And last night, I mean, it was really as though they can't be bothered, because it was up to the public to pick the songs. But having said that, X Factor themselves still picked 2/3 of the songs.
So shouldn't we have gone for something ridiculous like the Iranian national anthem or something like that?
The birdie song, yeah. So they made it out that it was the public's turn to pick, but actually 2/3 of the songs were still chosen by Simon. So, again, manipulation.
Well, it looks a bit odd. I mean, I didn't watch much of it last night, as usual, but that does seem a bit weird. I mean, and it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I know what all that's about, but it is pretty lazy, but half of it is actually down to the fact that they want the kids to engage. Adults aren't going to bother, are they? Would you bother deciding whether what song Andrea or Ben's singing? It's about getting little girls to engage with Stereo Kicks to make sure they get to the final.
One thing I should say, by the way, just on the public picking the songs, I knew on Tuesday of this week what the songs were. So, do you really think the public picked any of the songs at all?
Well, that's the point. I mean, I can't really see Simon. I mean, his favourite is Fleur. So I can't see him allowing the public to give her a song that he's not particularly wanting her to sing. But then again, they wouldn't have given her a choice of songs. You know, he would have been relatively happy with three, but he would have had one song he wants her to sing, and that's the song she sang on Saturday, you know. So, yeah, it's all a bit weird, you know.
And last week, Steve, Andrea was in the bottom two. I mean, what is all that about? You think that that's because Simon doesn't want to work with him, so they're, you know, trying to mug him off, as you would say.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. For me, Andrea was never going to win it. It's a little bit like Daniel Johnson back in the day when he did the most, you know, he did a fantastic audition and everyone was saying how wonderful he is. But when he got to live finals, Daniel Johnson was, you know, he was panned by the press. He started, you know, to talk about his funny faces, whether or not he's gay, bisexual, this and the other, and moaning about him. And same with Andrea. They paint him gold and then is he having a hissy fit? You know, he's never kissed a girl. It's all getting a bit, what? You know, the guy's got a great voice. And then they give him songs, you know, all the time. He's got to belt, he's got to do more. Next week, they're going to expect him to juggle while he's singing. They're trying to push him too hard instead of just being a great singer. So I feel sorry for the guy.
Final three of Fleur, Ben and Stereo Rocks, do you think?
Stereo Kicks, isn't that their name?
I think the Stereo Kids. What was it, Kicks?
Stereo Kicks, I think, yeah.
Stereo Kicks, yeah. I got to say, my friend on Facebook last night, he rang me up laughing his head off, saying he was watching Stereo Kicks, and he's just saying it's like watching the England football team singing the national anthem badly while standing on a bouncy castle. and if you think about that next time you watch them sing,
I'm going to go find it on YouTube.
Exactly what it is.
And one interesting thing, you should remind people that Fleur, who's going to win it, was in your year in 2005, correct?
Yeah. No, you're wrong. I was in 2004.
Yeah.
Did you do this book with me? no, she was in a group called Addictive Ladies. And she was the lead singer. She wasn't a backing singer. She was the lead singer of Addictive Ladies, who were in 2005, and they went out week one. You know, so she's rather improved a lot and got rid of the deadwood. Or the jedwood. You know, by the way, I disagree with you. I'm gonna pencil in the winner as Ben, Fleur second, Stereo Kicks third, but, you know, I might be wrong.
All right, fantastic as ever, it's Steve Brookstein!
Hey! Okay.